Thank you for joining us, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly is Hope Gel?
Hope Gel is a spread that consists mainly of whey and peanut proteins, and it was developed to fight severe acute malnutrition in children that are 6 months or older. It was developed primarily by a Boca urologist named Dr. Jeffrey Miller and the two men from EB Performance. They're the co-founders, Nathan Feldman and Daniel Shapiro. Each packet of the spread has about 500 calories worth of the two proteins, sugars, fats, and some vitamins and minerals in there. And when I met with Dr. Miller, he said that the most important aspect of the packet is the high caloric content because it helps kids redevelop their appetites as they're fighting with malnutrition.
It'll get kids that are malnourished to want to eat. Right now, when someone's malnourished, they don't even have an appetite. You put food in front of them, they can't eat. This, once they want to try this because it's sweet, it tastes good, it's got a lot of fat, and then they eat it, and then their own body adjusts to the hunger and they start to eat on their own.
So they should take in about 1 to 2 packets a day before the children get back to their normal weight, which takes between 3 and 6 months.
Can you tell me a bit more about how the product was developed?
Absolutely. So Dr. Steve Ritmanic is a food scientist who'd been working with EB Performance since they started their company with developing lines of protein cookies and protein bars. So he was the primary developer of the formula for Hope Gel, but he didn't come up with the formula all on his own. The formula that he'd started tweaking with was mainly whey protein, and it tasted really good, like an orange creamsicle, but the problem was that it was too expensive to produce at about $1 or $1.25 per packet. So that's when he got the idea to sort of dilute the formula a little bit with some of the peanut protein that ended up in the final mix. And at the time, they found a company in Fitzgerald, Georgia, called Manna Nutrition that was developing a similar product for the World Health Organization. So they got together with Manna Nutrition and tweaked the formula that they'd been working with a little bit to come up with Hope Gel as the final product.
Interesting. Speaking of EB Performance, could you tell me more about their involvement with the Hope Gel project?
Of course. So Dan and Nate began their company, as I said before, developing lines of protein cookies, which then became protein bars. And after that point, they wanted to come up with a spread, but they got that idea from watching a special in 60 Minutes about Doctors Without Borders. And the doctors were saying that spreads and such needed to be developed. There weren't enough in the field to fight malnutrition, but there was a great need for that type of product. So they got in touch with Dr. Steve Ritmanic and they started developing. And then around 2010 is when they got involved with Dr. Jeffrey Miller and had him come in a more formal way. And they said ever since then, their partnership has been wonderful and they've all become like brothers because of it.
Was there any pushback for Hope Gel throughout its development?
The only pushback that the project dealt with was distribution, getting it into customs, getting it into the country borders, and that's where the partnership with Food for the Poor comes into play. According to Dr. Jeffrey Miller, another local Boca doctor, Dr. John Strobus, had been handling the funding for Hope Gel since the very beginning. He was instrumental in that way, and he was the one who introduced Food for the Poor to the Hope Gel team. I met with Vice President Mark Khoury for Food for the Poor, and he said that back in February 2016 when he met with them, it was just wonderful. He was blown away with what Hope Gel and EB Performance wanted to do, so Food for the Poor decided to take on the distribution burden for them, which was wonderful because they have places set up in 17 different countries with distribution connections and nutrition centers, so they really expanded the range for Hope Gel.
This is something that we can help Hope Gel do, is the distribution and get it into the hands of the people that need it the most, which takes away one part of the responsibility from Hope Gel. Now they don't have to worry about that part. They don't have to have the expense of getting the food to the people that need it the most. So it's really a win-win for both organizations. It's where both organizations are working together to further, to get a bigger bang for your buck, for the lack of a better word.
So since they're one of the largest international relief and development organizations in the nation, they were really able to expand Hope Gel's distribution range because they were originally only able to reach one area in Haiti independently. But then when they partnered with Food for the Poor, it became the entire country of Haiti, and then in addition, 2 of their nutrition centers in Guatemala that Food for the Poor was already in charge of. And I believe Hope Gel still independently tends to one area in Haiti, in northern Haiti, but the rest of it is taken care of by Food for the Poor.
Since the partnership with Food for the Poor has worked out so well, do they plan on expanding their distribution reach?
I spoke with Dr. Miller about that, and he said that so far it's a slow growth, but the reason it's like that is because even though the distribution concerns are taken care of and they don't really have to worry about getting it into the right hands, they still have to worry about monitoring the children and the consumption of the product because, for instance, if you give too much to infants, it could mess with their bowels and their digestive systems, so they need to make sure that they're really impacting the children the way that they're intending to do so. And Dr. Miller said that with all the need in Guatemala and Haiti, that alone could keep them busy without ever fully being able to really give them all of the help that they need.
What are the future plans for Hope Gel?
Dr. Miller spoke to me about that, and he said that they're working on developing some more products for their line, including a protein drink that doesn't require refrigeration and that might be easier for people to get down for those that can't really take solids as well. And EB Performance spoke to me about the fact that they have been developing a drink for a while for their company and that they're going to release that in the first quarter of 2018. And a lot of the proceeds from that project are going to go toward Hope Gel. I actually met with Nate Feldman and Dan Shapiro, and they talked to me a bit about their partnership with Hope Gel and the fact that they intend to grow Hope Gel along with them so that they can have a lasting impact that doesn't just stop at short-term solutions.
The word hope means so many things, not just food and providing nutrition. So there's things we've discussed. We can kind of expand it outside of nutrition but and give hope to kids in other ways, whether it's, you know, once we say, you know, a lot of times the nutrition packet saves their life. You know, they're on the brink of starvation. They come back to life. But what happens to those kids, you know, afterwards? You know, maybe there's a way for us to kind of help them along the path.
So their ultimate mission is to have the two companies grow together as one so that they can have a lasting impact on these kids' lives and really fight malnourishment together.
Again, thank you for joining us, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
South Florida Journal's Natalie Tribby on how Hope Gel is making a difference in Haiti, Guatemala, and hopefully beyond in the future.